They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The job market, the post office, and what if you could test for COVID at home for $5? I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. There's news that 15% fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits compared to a week earlier. 730,000 new claims is still above anything we'd ever seen before pandemic, but better is better, hopefully. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton.
It certainly was good news, the biggest drop in the lowest level since the week of Thanksgiving. Of course, there's something in common between the week of Thanksgiving and the most recent week, and that was a lot of applications that usually get done didn't get done last week. We had the oil patch deep freeze in Texas and in Oklahoma, which caused electricity outages, and people literally couldn't get their applications in.
Okay, so that would affect that data. Maybe there'll be a catch-up in this next week. We'll see. Out west, though, signs of life for the labor market?
There was a nice improvement in California where restrictions were lifted, and you saw over 50,000 people drop off the unemployment rolls, and that was certainly welcome news.
Diane Swonk at Grant Thornton, chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Checking markets in early trading, the NASDAQ is down 0.2%. The S&P 500 down not quite 0.2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 32 points. That is about 0.1%. GameStop up 50% yesterday afternoon, up another, 23% this morning. GameStop-O-Rama is back. So many investors checked the blog to see what was up that Reddit collapsed briefly yesterday. It's $112 a share now, up 126% from mid-afternoon yesterday. Why? I guess because it's there. President Biden is looking to put his stamp on the U.S. Postal Service with three nominees to the Post Office Board. The Postmaster General testified in Washington yesterday. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is with us. Kristen, let's start with Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
DeJoy is a prominent Republican donor, and he came under sharp criticism last summer for making institutional changes at USPS, cutting overtime, removing mail sorting machines. It created major mail delays. Democrats argued he was trying to suppress mail-in votes ahead of the election, and he's still under fire for continued delays.
Now, DeJoy says those institutional changes were to cut costs, to fix all the red ink.
USPS gets its revenue from stamps and service fees, and that hasn't been enough to cover its costs since 2007. DeJoy says the post office is losing $10 billion a year, and that reining in the budget means current delivery expectations just might not be achievable. He and others are also calling for legislative reform, including removing a mandate that requires USPS to pre-fund retiree healthcare and pensions.
And so if Biden's nominations for that board are confirmed, it'll give Democrats controlling sway.
It could even give Democrats enough power to oust DeJoy. It would also change representation at the Postal Service. The current board is mostly made up of white men. Meanwhile, the post office's workforce has a large number of Black and women employees. Biden's nominations include a woman and two men of color.
Kristen, thank you.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
There's getting COVID vaccine. At the same time, some other countries have wider access to a new kind of testing for COVID at home for $5. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
Our partners at the BBC in London use quick antigen tests. So I found reporter Vishala Sripathma as she was doing one herself.
So you open your mouth wide and you rub the fabric tip of the swab over both your tonsils. So I'm just going to do that now.
Then she swabs her nose, sticks the swab in a tiny vial of liquid, and drips the solution into a simple plastic device.
So you've got to squeeze very carefully. 2 drops. Okay.
Results in half an hour at home for as little as $5. The UK government wants to send these tests nationwide in a testing campaign that began in Liverpool. Mayor Jo Anderson spoke in November to Channel 4 News in the UK.
It's only 3 weeks ago that we had 680 people per 100,000 COVID positive. That is down to below 300. And it means that there's less pressure on our ICU units.
So how does this test work? While lab tests known as PCR look for genetic footprints of virus, antigen tests hunt for proteins in active infections.
It's really a contagiousness test.
Mara Aspinall is professor of biomedical diagnostics at Arizona State. She says antigen tests give speedier results than PCR.
If you take it 15 minutes before you go see a higher risk person, it is highly, highly likely that you are not contagious.
There are trade-offs. Studies find antigen tests do miss some cases picked up by PCR. And a person doing the test at home may not know how to respond to a positive result, says immunologist David Harris at the University of Arizona.
It may induce panic in the individuals that now I'm infected, I'm going to die, and they rush into the already overwhelmed medical system.
He oversees daily antigen testing for the university football and basketball teams.
The only positives we've had on either teams have been coaches.
Workers at factories, supermarkets, and airports also take these tests. And Sergio Carmona, chief medical officer at the Foundation for Innovative New Diagnostics in Geneva, offers more economic possibilities.
For opening schools, opening mines, border crossings where truck drivers would need to deliver goods.
In the U.S. right now, there is no cheap at-home antigen test available without a prescription, though several applications are in the FDA queue. I'm Scott Tong from Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.